Initially unannounced for security reasons, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in the Netherlands on a mission. He visited the International Criminal Court at The Hague to lobby for a war tribunal. Zelensky told the court that Russian President Vladimir Putin should be sentenced for what he called his criminal actions in war-torn Ukraine.
Of course, we all want to see different Vladimir here. In The Hague, the one who deserves to be sentenced for these criminal actions right here in the capital of the international law. And I'm sure we will see that happen when we win. And we will win.
He also wants a war tribunal to investigate other atrocities related to Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. President Zelensky later met the Dutch and Belgian prime ministers in The Hague. They supported his calls for justice and both pledged more military and financial support for Ukraine, with Belgium using parts of the proceeds of seized Russian assets. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte added that Zelensky has come at a particular moment for the Netherlands.
Volodymyr, as you know, your visit to the Netherlands couldn't have come at a more symbolic moment. Every year, on the 4th of May, we remember the Dutch victims of the Second World War and all the soldiers who have given their lives since then for peace and freedom worldwide. Tomorrow, on the 5th of May, Liberation Day, we are fortunate that we can celebrate that we have been a free country since 1945. And so, after so many years, it's easy to take peace and freedom for granted. But every day, the brutal Russian aggression against Ukraine reminds us that the rule of law is not a given.
He also recalled that the Netherlands still suffers from the aftermath of the downing of flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine in 2014, which killed all 298 people on board, most of them Dutch citizens. A lengthy investigation held Russia responsible, charges Moscow denies. Moscow on Thursday also accused the United States of masterminding a drone attack on the Kremlin, which it accused Ukraine of carrying out. Ukraine's president vehemently denied the claims, and Washington denied involvement in the strike. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.